Hello and welcome to our program. We continue in the book of James. We're in program number 4. Stay tuned and have your Bible ready if you can. Chapter 1 and verse 2 through 11, we've seen the purpose of testing. And now as we begin in verse number 12, we'll see the profit of testing. The Bible says in verse 12, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." We're going to look at this in a minute. Before we do, listen to this message and song. "Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here."
Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. Heart is kind beyond all measure, gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day Himself is near me, with a special mercy for each arm. All my cares He fain would bear and cheer me, He whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of His child and treasure is a charge that on Himself He made. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure, this the pledge to me He made. Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not great sweet consolation offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet me, to take as from a Father's hand, one by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land.
I'm reading in James chapter 1, verse 12. It said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life." Who's going to receive the crown of life? The one who endures temptation, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say, verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, "I am tempted of God." For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Well, he says here in verse 13, let no man say when he is tempted, "I am tempted of God." It does not say if he is tempted. It says when he is tempted. We're all going to face temptation. Don't say, I am tempted of God, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. That's a strong word. Lust simply means desire. Drawn away with our own desires. Our desires don't have to be immoral. They can just be something that entices us from the Word of God. Then, he said, when lust or desires has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Now, that's kind of negative stuff here. How do we get the victory? Well, we've said it over and over again, the Word of God. James 1 and 18 says, He begat us with the Word of truth. James 1 and 21 says we should receive the word with meekness, receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Save your souls? I thought he was already saved. 15 times he's called his brethren in here. Well, he is already saved. He's not talking about going to heaven. He's talking about being saved from the temptation when we are drawn away, when we are tempted to leave the things of the word of the Lord. Then what we need to do is receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Also in James 1 and 22, he says, Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. This is important. A lot of people sit in church on Sunday morning and they don't bother to come back Sunday night or for a midweek service. They don't bother to do anything during the week. As a matter of fact, it has anything to do with the Word of God. They are hearers only. He says, Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So he says here, don't just be a hearer, be a doer. Well, about 90 to 95% of the people who are sitting in our churches on Sunday morning, they're not doers. About 5%, maybe 10% in some churches, do all the work, while the rest just go home and forget what they heard before they get home. Now, think. We call that fundamentalism. No wonder we're failing. James chapter 1 and verse 25 says, But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. A doer of the work. Now, if we go back to James chapter 1 and verse number 4, it says, But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, that word patient has been translated enduring. It has been translated patient continuance, but let patience have her perfect work that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, when it talks about being perfect, the same Greek word is found in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 14, where it says, But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now, I think it would be a good idea here to read the context of that. Go back to Hebrews chapter 5 and verse number 12. Paul said, We have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, but strong meat belongeth unto them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. You might just be a baby bottle Baptist if that's all you're doing is listening to church on Sunday morning or even Sunday night or even three times a week, and you're not getting to the Word of God and letting the Word of God get into you. You're a baby bottle Christian. The Bible says that the just shall live by his faith, that is, by what he believes. And we'll see in chapter 2, as we look at it in our next program, that James focuses on the subject of faith and works. We're going to look at it in the next program. Be sure and tune in.
Guide me, O the great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am did my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises, songs of praises, I will ever give to thee.